What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So how are you feeling now? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta, what's going on? We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, another loss for our Braves. For nothing. Zero. Nada. No run scored once again. And now we've lost five of our last eight. We fall to 38-46. We've dropped to fourth. I sit fourth in the NL East. A half game behind, don't look now, the Marlins.
Los Marlins.
And 11.5 games back of the Phillies. Are you ready to fire sell it, Mike Bell?
Yeah, fire sell it.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't, you know, one thing about radio, you do have to be declarative. You can't kind of be wishy-washy. Well, there are guys in this town that are wishy-washy. But,
yeah, there's a lot of them.
You know, but, we like to have strong opinions on the show. That's why we're on talk radio. But, yes, this team is done.
Are they done?
Completely cooked.
They're cooked?
Yes. And again, I'm actually looking forward to not having to watch this team when I go down to Key West for vacation. I'm looking forward to not watching. I'll say it. I'll be honest with you. And I'm sorry if this offends the tender sensibilities of Braves fans. You know, I pay for my tickets. I'm excited about the All-Star Weekend. Can't wait. You know, I come back from vacay, get right in, kick in a character. Can't wait. But this team, last night was tough to watch. It was listless. I'll say it, Carl. It was flaccid.
Don't say it.
It was flaccid. And boy, oh boy, Carl and I just talked before the show. If Acuna gets into a little slump, then we're totally, if you weren't dead in the water, you're now dead in water.
Another wasted opportunity from a good outing from our starting pitcher. Grant Holmes was really good last night.
Yep.
10 strikeouts, zero runs, nada, zip, zero. Three hits, he walked three through six innings, and you're going, okay, Grant's giving us a chance to win. When is the offense going to click in? When is this offense going to do something? And they did exactly, hold on a snicker, they did exactly what they've done the entire year. Now, speaking of snicker, Mike, I want to play this because this is where we're at. And look, we've been hard on Snit this year. I think harder than we've been in years past because the team is underachieved. And again, the way we've lost were signs. They were indicators, as I've said to you, that this team was not moving in the right direction. You didn't want to believe it.
Right.
You guys were out there with these rose-colored glasses on going, no, they're going to turn things around. Dukes and Bell, they're going to be great. They're going to be fine. We're going to go on this run.
2021.
That's right.
2021.
That's right. We're going to go on this run. But I got to tell you guys something. What Brian Snicker said last night after this game, he's so right. And I want to play this for you because I don't care how old you are or when you started paying attention to baseball or how long you've been a Braves fan. The one constant about hitting, and I'm talking about this entire team, who once again scored zero, nada, zippo runs, is confidence and feel. That's it. All this other stuff is crap. So, Brian Snicker, thank you for acknowledging what is really the issue with this. And, Mike, the issue is we've allowed tech and nerds to take over the game and get into the heads of some of these great players, and I'm talking about our team, but not just across our team. This is across baseball. To believe what they're watching on these screens and what they're doing on their damn iPads, Mike, is what really has to happen inside of a bat, an at-bat. And that's not it. An at-bat is I'm focused in on the pitcher, release point, feel, confidence, hit the ball. That's it.
Kevin Seitzer got fired. Kevin Seitzer was there for 23. Last year they grinded. Last year was kind of a harbinger of this year. Last year they really grinded. They weren't very good, and they had to battle and claw and scratch crawl just to make the wild card, and you saw how they got outclassed by San Diego. That was the last year of the previous hitting instructor. Whatever Tim Hyers is selling, these guys aren't buying. And I know it's any other town. If you talk about the hitting instructor, people are like, really? Are you serious? He's the only difference. What's changed? Okay, Hyers, whatever his approach is, and I heard C.J. Nikowski, God bless him, last night. I forget who the batter was. Might have been Olsen. Oh, just a few degrees more of launch angle, and that ball's gone. Well, it didn't. It didn't.
Mike, don't go there. You're going to upset Braves fans when you start talking about launch angle.
And I like C.J., and we've had him on the show, and but he is into that thing, which now, wow. I mean, yeah, for instance, last night, I love Drake. You know me. I'm a big Drake Baldwin guy. He's struggling right now. He hits a rocket to short. It's a freaking out. It's an ofer. It don't mean jack. Nothing. I don't care what the, oh, that's over 100 miles. Last night, there was a liner. It was a foul ball down the third base line, and the Angels base runner had to like jump out of the way. Nikowski, my, that's over 100 miles. Stop with it. I mean, we've already covered the launch angle and exit velocity and all this crap. It don't matter.
It wasn't a hit.
It doesn't matter. It's foul ball. It's foul ball, and the guy, he's an athlete. He jumped over a ball. Relax.
Oh, my God.
But anyway,
God.
But this is where we're living. And I've thought that Snickers, to your point, is always balanced analytics with gut and feel. But
yes.
I think maybe sometimes this equation, the ratio is wrong.
So I'm gonna say this to you guys. 404-726-0929. You can hit us up. Matter of fact, Day-Day will take some phone calls on this. I am adamant. I stand on this. Hitting is confidence and feel. That's it. I don't care if you're coaching Little League. I don't care if you got your girls playing softball. That's it. Stop showing them videos of what other people are doing and these hitting videos and all the difference between the strike zones now and then. Pete Rose didn't watch videos. The all-time hit king, who's in heaven, or maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. Either way, he didn't watch any videos. The great Henry Aaron never got caught up in metrics. He never said, wow, this pitcher throws this amount of speed, and you know what? I'm going to get in the batter box, and if I don't do this, let's watch the video again. Do you really believe Henry Aaron did that? Do you think the great Willie Mays spent time in the film room watching pitchers? Guys, confidence, feel. That is it. Mike, I want you to hear this, because when he said this last night, I said, Brian Snicker, now we're talking. Now you're on to something. Throw all that other crap out.
Mm-hmm.
We are so consumed with tech and all of this metric stuff, and it's changed not only baseball, it's changed football. Mike and I talk about it all the time. Oh, we got to go for it on fourth down. Says who? Kick the field goal, silly. Let's hear Brian Snicker talk about this.
It's about confidence and feel, and, you know, I think we kind of get into the probably overwhelm ourselves with mechanics and video and all that kind of stuff. You know, we've made it a really mental game, I think, in the industry. You know, they didn't have all this information. They didn't have all the video and whatever. And those guys put up unbelievable numbers and made it to the Hall of Fame. But now we're kind of overanalyzing everything. And this has been a mental game from the origination of it. And that's why you have such, you know, why I know I do, have such respect for those guys that play it at such an elite level for so long.
So are you having this conversation with Tim Hyers, your hitting instructor? I mean, are we talking in code now? I mean, have you had him in his office and shut the door and basically said what you just said? I mean, I'm Weisenheimer, but I'm being half serious here. Because he's doing stream of consciousness there, like most managers do. But he's talking about a problem, which is systemic in baseball. You know, the Dodgers probably cost themselves some chance at World Series by overanalyzing things. You know, you can look that up. But in this case, what is the approach? He's talked about it. You mentioned Hank Aaron. You know, you talked about the greats, Pete Rose. How about Chipper freaking Jones? You know, when we had that analytics conversation about exit velocity a few months ago, Chipper tells you when you're struggling, go with the pitch. Go to the opposite field. Go to center. Don't try to pull everything. Go with the flow. Is that not taught? I mean, is that too rudimentary? A line drive getting on first? I mean, I know we don't play station-to-station baseball. We don't move guys over. But still, there's got to be a way to deconstruct this crap you're just talking about and he's talking about. So do something with your hitting instructor.
404-726-0929. Is there too much analytics in baseball? Are guys thinking too much about what they're doing at the plate instead of just getting up at the plate and hitting? Do you guys think Ted Williams watched video? I'm asking.
Now, here's the thing. Ted, if they had it, because he was always looking for an inch, he might have. He might have. But Ted was such a perfectionist. You know, he had that whole chart built up. Remember the cover of SI, which showed you he knew exactly where to hit and where not to swing. Here's my cold zone. Here's my hot zone.
It's confidence. He was able to do that, Mike, and hit it to those places. And the reason why Ted Williams was Ted Williams and why he's the last guy to hit 400 is because of confidence. We don't have any of that. And yet, they're doing all they can do. You know why Snit said that last night? Because he's tired of answering the question, what can you do? I can't do anything. We've done all of this. Yet these guys continue to go up there and score zero. Zippo. Right. Nada. 404-726-0929. I'm not blaming this solely on the reason why we are struggling this year or why we are out 11.5 right now.
Mm.
What I am telling you is the game used to be about the 162 grind physically and whether or not you were going to make it through. And now on top of that, I got all this other stuff going through my damn head thinking about how I'm going to approach an at-bat when you just need to get up there and swing, Money Harris. Nice triple last night. Way to break that streak and snap that 0-for-22 skid.
By the way, we'll take Soler. I said this to Carl this one. Soler was a friggin' butcher, but we'll take what we can get. And then he's stranded there.
He's stranded. All right. You guys can tell us. We're talking about the Braves. 404-726-0929. Too much analytics? Too much metrics, too many videos, or you just think it's something else with this team's inability to score consistently? You hit us up at Sports Radio 92.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the game. Talking about why our team can't score runs consistently. Angels shut us down last night. We lose again. It's Dukes and Bell. Mike and I talking about being fourth now in the NL, a half game back of the Marlins and 11 and a half back of the Phillies. And how Brian Snicker said, look, all this mechanics and video stuff has gotten into people's heads. He didn't call out any of his players' names, guys. He didn't have to. He's just simply saying this is where the game has fundamentally changed, and sometimes it is too much. Mike, what do you always talk about when we say, when we bring up examples from the past? In our experience, whether it's growing up, no matter where you grew up or whatever the circumstances are, and there's always this argument that for whatever reason, because it's 2025, it's better. That because it's new and the technology is better and, oh, we can do so many more things, it's better. And Mike always says, nah, not really. Sometimes in, you know, 1995 or 6 or 98 right. or 2004, it was better. Sometimes this stuff isn't better. It makes things more complicated. It's like what our conversation we've had, Mike, about AI. Okay, it's kind of cool. I love it. Then I'm seeing these Wayfair cars or whatever the hell they're called getting stuck down here in Midtown. Is that better? I mean, like, there are things that feel like they're going to be better. So we're asking you, is this part of or do you feel like it's the problem with the Braves' inability to consistently score runs with all the other stuff that's at hand now? Mechanics, video, 404-726-0929, because our manager alluded to it.
It's funny you brought up the Waymo cars. I think I forget if it was the Ford or GM president was just doing a symposium somewhere. He was asked questions about autonomous driving. And he said, you know, driving is a skill. He goes, and some people really enjoy it. And he goes, and there will always be people, I think, like you and I.
Who enjoy it.
Who will always enjoy it. And I'm never going to drive a car where I'm not. I mean, it's just, for me, that's how I'm wired. But there are people that don't have that same appreciation. And to them, driving is a burden, right? It's a pain in the butt. So, but in the case of this analytics thing, I just don't. First off, are you a math person? If you love math and you love the, there's always been that element to baseball. Football is results. That's why Carl and I always say, no one even remembers, you know, you might know who's the all-time single season receiving record or the all-time rushing, but for the most part, it's about who wins the Super Bowl every year.
That's right.
You know, you might know that, yeah, Brady's got MVPs and Aaron Rodgers had, but you still, that no one gives a crap. It's about it's the team result, it's the championship. In baseball, they get into all these sort of, these little side roads and detours from the main vision, which should be the World Series. And that's why, with all due respect to I don't want to pick on CJ Nitkowski, but I think you're missing the forest for the trees. All these numbers are meaningless when this team isn't doing anything. So I'm with what the skipper just had to say. And yes, the baseball broadcasts were so much better with all this crap. You know, I didn't need my TV screen to look like Bloomberg News on ESPN with all these stupid numbers that don't mean anything to me. I just wanted the rhythm of the game. I said last night, baseball is the soundtrack of your summer. Unfortunately, right now, the Braves are playing to Bjork, so it's not very good. I said Bjork. You have to find me some Bjork there,
yeah.
Dominic.
Yeah.
Any of her songs will annoy anyone. But yeah, Carl, I'm with you. There were a period in times, and this isn't nostalgia. This is the aesthetic. It was easier and more enjoyable to watch for me, and I don't think we're alone.
No, I don't either. By the way, I said Wayfair. That's a website. Yeah. It's Waymo.
Waymo.
Yeah.
It's Wayfair Waymo. Is a cheap, get good furniture.
No, you do. I've shopped on that thing. But yeah, these Waymo cars are getting stuck.
And I told you, I seen one, and I know this is in their beta testing a few months back, that first weekend of Atlanta United, saw one zip right through the stop sign at Cypress right by Echo.
I
don't trust that crap as far as I can throw
it. Somebody asked me if I would get in one, and I was like, no, I haven't. I've seen them right here next to our building down here in Colony Square. I'm using them, and by the way, it's where we're going.
Right. It's inevitable.
It's going to happen. But as a, you know, I'm using that as an example. It's not a knock on Uber or Waymo or whatever. Yeah. It's just that this whole idea that it's better. All the stuff we're inundated with doesn't make our lives better. Matter of fact, I'm willing to say that it's probably made us more stressed and worse. 404-726-0929. And that's what's happened in baseball. That's what's happened to this year's version of the Braves. Thinking too much at the plate. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to have my hands a certain way, Mike. Oh, my feet are wrong. Right. Guess what? I got to get the kick. Oh, wait a minute. He's throwing. Too much thinking, bro.
Hey, again, this is why, and it's funny because fans were talking about this a few months ago. Like, can't the Braves get Chipper to come? Like, Chipper's very busy enjoying his retirement. Chipper is very happy, you know, hunting and just doing stuff with his family and having fun because he earned it. He's a Hall of Famer.
You know what Chipper would say? Have you seen this team hit? Have you seen this team hit?
No way. But that's, I think there is an elegance in the simplicity of the things that Chipper Jones talks about. And John Smoltz talks about, Tom Glavine to a degree talks about.
Because they face the best hitters.
They lived it, they know it, and they deconstruct it better than anyone. And we make this stuff so friggin' complicated. And I'm with you. It drives me nuts. It's like almost like, yes, like the Bull Durham line. You see the ball, you hit the ball.
That's it.
You know, catch the ball, throw the ball. Do it.
Larry in the truck, what do you think about this? Is this our problem? Is it the mechanics? Is it too much video? Too much mental stuff going on? Hey, man.
Well, oh yes, good to talk to you guys. Yes, it is launch angle and all that stuff ain't necessary. But I don't know if you guys remember this commercial with Vijay Singh, the golfer.
Yeah.
And when he was really popular, he was hot, and they had this commercial where all these numbers and algebraic equations would come up and fill the whole screen to try to make it, you know, seem like it is, which is very complicated to come down on the ball this way and angle that way and all that kind of stuff. And, yes, some of that is involved in that. But when Barry Bonds and Maddox used to go at it, and I just saw the video recently of Barry looking at how Maddox was pitching, they were thinking through the game, but they weren't necessarily analyzing the game. Although, you know, our buddy Mike Bell has this favorite saying, look at the numbers. Okay, so, you know, I just, and now we're talking about feeling, you know, so
right.
There's a difference. So I'm kind of stuck in the middle. I was at the game. We got rained out the other night. I didn't get to see no goddamn numbers, you know, nothing at all. You know, we were too busy hiding under the back of the, you know, stadium. And,
right.
And we, anyway, the only thing fun, I won't even bring that
I hear
up.
You.
I hear you, my man.
Al, thank you. Al in the truck, guys. Al in the truck.
No, and by the way, that's Kendrick Perkins, look at the numbers. We're just having fun with it. I don't like to look at the numbers unless, as we said, stats are for nerds unless it, you know, backs up your argument. Larry
in the truck.
But yeah, that's Kendrick. That's our man, Kendrick Perkins. Look at the numbers.
Yes, look at the numbers. I said Al, Big Al is here in the ATL. So Larry, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you getting us rolling on this. Big Al, what do you think, man? You think it's all this stuff? This stuff that's playing into the mental part of this game now for our guys?
Yeah, I do. And I tell you, when Michael Harris got on third base last night, I had zero thoughts that they were going to get him in, and the Braves did not disappoint. They are not doing the simple things right now. Everybody is still trying to hit the ball out of the park. They're still trying to hit the home runs. And if we can't do the little things, it's time for some change. And I'm not talking about the manager.
Yeah.
Some players need to be set down.
Your phone pooped out there for a second. But, I mean, with Harris, they gave Harris basically the closest to sending him down was that two-day rest. And now he's back. Like, he hit the ball hard. That's an out. All right, 99% of the time, that is an out with any other outfielder other than Jorge Soler, who can't play the outfield. But hey, but regardless, he got the third base, and then he got stranded there, as we said, to start the show.
Yeah, we needed some momentum there. And to your point, that's the problem. You're not the only one who doesn't have confidence right now, Big Al. You don't have confidence. None of us have confidence when we get guys on base. We were, 0 for 7 last night, runners in scoring position. Let's talk to Wendy in Lawrenceville. Wendy, thank you for dialing us up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What do you think, Wendy? Is Wendy there? Go ahead.
Here's my question. When do they have time to practice? When I was in high school and I ran track and cross country, we practiced every day that we didn't have a meet. And when they came out of training camp, if I remember correctly, I think they were 1-8.
Yep.
So when do they have time to practice the game of baseball?
Okay, it's a really good question. It is. So here's what I would tell you. There are bullpen sessions for every guy, as far as the pitchers are concerned, where they work on their stuff and they get their throwing in. And then every day before the game, there is BP, batting practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Before that, many fans are not aware that guys are at the ballpark and they're working in the cages and they're working on their game in various ways at the plate prior to them coming out for batting practice. So in essence, that is the practice during a 162-game season. And sometimes on an off day, believe it or not, especially on the road, you might have a guys come in and work on stuff at the ballpark. I'm going to tell you, Wash used to do this when he was here,
right,
and guys would go field ground balls and work on things. So it's not necessarily windy practice in the sense that we think about, like, the Falcons practicing all week and then playing a game, because there's games every day.
But they're in the cages, and again, it's really it's up to you how much work you want to put in. Sometimes, you know, when a team is really struggling, that's when a manager will say, hey, see you 2 hours before, you know, no bat, you know, BP, right, Carl? Just let it.
That's right.
Stay in the hotel, do what you got to do, get your head right. That's, you know, that's one way to try to, you know, snap out of it. But, you know, as far as individual session, that's why, guys, sometimes a one hitting instructor or a hitting coach maybe fits a better team. Maybe hires just fit with the Rangers or the Red Sox, doesn't jive with what these guys are doing, and it's right. Go with the pitch. Guys, we can play some station to station. I know Snicker knows how to move runners over. We could try it that way. But I hate this. It's basically launch angle, and it's literally strikeout or home run or walk, and that's all we're doing.
All right, coming up, more of your calls, more of your thoughts. Braves, Angels tonight. The big thing tonight is what Profar is going to do, because he returns. We're going to dive into that a little bit later on, but when we come back, it's time for the Daily Download on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You guys think Tony Gwynn watched video? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, by the way, scouting reports have existed going all the way back to John McGraw.
True.
John Fricke covered him at the Polo Grounds, by the way.
I've heard that. I heard he was there.
And Leo DeRocher. And the idea was you had scouts. You know, think of like the John Lovitz character in League of Their Own. I was just in the Midwest, scouting the Midwest. So, so when the pitchers come up, you get basically the same kind of cheat sheets you see the guys in the after. This stuff has existed for years. That, like, having information is not a bad thing. It's the over-reliance on the analysis, but, i.e. the analytics of some of the information.
Hold on one second. Wait, let me Let me find it here. Hold on. Because they would get that information, and the good hitters would go, thanks, and throw it in the trash, and then they go and get their at-bats.
Right.
Do you really believe, and Mike's right, these scouting reports have existed, absolutely, but do you believe they were going through multiple pages of what this pitcher has done and what he was doing? You know what? Dusty Baker told me this one time. We were talking about Pete Rose, and Pete Rose would go out every day, batting practice, and Dusty was saying, you know, you'd go out, Mike, I may have told you this, and Pete Rose would ask his teammates, just periodically, like you're at batting practice, right, before the game, he'd be like, how many hits you going to get tonight? And they'd be like, oh, I don't know, Pete. I mean, you know, this pitcher, man. Because they knew who they were going to face. Right. And you knew who the really good guys were, right? If you were going up against Bob Gibson, you knew, okay, I'm in for it tonight. So he'd be like, I don't know, man. And he'd go from teammate to teammate. And Dusty would say, Pete would be the guy going, you guys know I'm going 4-for-4 tonight, right? 5-for-5 tonight.
Right.
Confidence. He didn't care about what the guy was throwing. He didn't care about a damn scouting report. And Dusty then says, and guess what he would do? He'd go 5-for-5. He'd go 4-for-4. 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and a home run. That's what this is about. And that's why I'm so caught up and so glad that Snicker finally acknowledged, like, dude, I've been in this game 70 years. Snitch, right. Like, what the hell with all this other stuff?
You and I've been talking about Kevin Seitzer all season long, and I've seen other media sources around town picking up on this. I've been on this since day one. You know me, I was railing about this because 2023 is one of the best years this franchise ever had, hitting the baseball. Everything, slugging, every category, every dynamic. Look at it. And they fired Seitzer, and maybe it came over Snicker's head. Certainly came over Snicker's head. Whether it was somebody in the organization, you know, if it was Alex or the other minions, whoever comes up with this information, you had a guy that was here a decade, and they had a feel. He had a feel for this team. Most of these guys came up and worked with him. We talked about, you know, Austin Riley had to go work out with his minor league instructor, Seitzer. There was input. Chipper helps these guys out. Maybe Tim Hyers comes in and he's speaking Portuguese to these guys. You know, because that's what it looks like. But this is something where somewhere, somehow in the organization, they said, aha, 2022, man, we're below par. Fire the hitting coach. Well, the new guy doesn't jive with these guys. He's, as I said to start the show, his game plan doesn't jive with these guys, man. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, it's hard for me to tell you that. And while we're talking about this, if you're just joining the show, hi, we're Dukes and Bell. This is Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Braves lose again 4-0 to the Angels. They've lost 5 of their last 8. Why do we keep hoping and wishing that things are going to turn when the offense has been this all season long? Good teams, bad teams, in-between teams. And so we're talking about this because our manager came out last night and said, you know what? We're overanalyzing all of this stuff. We're thinking too much.
I mean, it's for instance, okay, you put you back in the late 80s or whenever, Nolan Ryan, you're at the Astrodome when he's playing for the Astros. He's got obviously a fastball which you can't hit.
You can't hit.
And he's also got an incredible curveball. So you're basically guessing 2-pitch. Tom Seaver. He threw a changeup.
You're right.
But it was fastball, curveball. And I get it. And they've got sliders. And there are other ways in the ball spins. And I do understand that major league hitters can pick up on that. But that's basically it. And that's why I love when they do those reunion shows when Chipper sits in or Frenchie talks about it at the plate and guessing what's coming. That's hitting. It's don't over, but that's as complicated as it needs to be.
Yes. You don't need to go through a 15-page scouting report, or I watch 55 minutes of video before this game tonight, and I'm ready. Yeah, right. You go over. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up, man. This is just the frustration of where we are right now. Now, as we said, we're going to talk about Profar coming up, Mike, because he is back in the lineup. By the way, we kind of knew this, right? Verdugo, we'll see you. Designated for DFA. Assignment.
Yeah. And by the way, one last note on the pitching thing you're just talking about. Last night, as a fan, you see a guy like Tyler Anderson. And you're like, how has this guy lasted as long as he had in the big leagues? 35 years of age, he's been around. And, you know, for his career, I think he's probably under 500. I'm going to look it up right now. Yeah, he's 7 games under 500 for his career.
Mm.
But he's been an all-star twice. And he's got, like, it's almost like Jesse Chavez. He's got nothing that can blow you away. Maybe 90, 91. But he mixes up the speeds. And that's what had Acuna just twisted like a pretzel last night.
Mm.
But that's it. So here's a guy, and you're watching, and you're screaming at the television, like, how is this guy not getting lit up like a pinball machine, throwing this junk? But that's because the pressure is on. Guys are – but everybody is swinging for the friggin' fences, to your point.
Yeah, they are. They are. Do you guys think Stan Musial watch video? Dude, we can do this all day. That's how many great hitters there have been in baseball who were not overcompensating and not caught up in this mechanics and the video and all the things that we're talking about that everybody thinks is cool. It's cool when you're winning.
Right.
But when you start overcompensating for the use of all of this stuff, it just gets back to, guys, I'm going to tell you this right now before we even see Michael Penix throw a pass. You know what it is? See it, let it go. Mike, what do I always say? Pull! Pull! It is not him sitting there and going, well, I watched the film and the linebacker move. Yes, there are nuances, but at the end of the day, it's Drake's open. Guess what I'm about to do? Pull!
Yeah, that's
throw
it.
Archer,
Dave Archer, who joins us, of course. You're here with Wes Drewham. And Arch always talks about when he was a backup with the Dolphins. And Dan Marino in this quarterback's been dead. You ever heard this story? So Marino's basically got his feet up on the table. Don Shula's idiot son, Dave, was the quarterback's coach. How are you telling Dan Marino what he doesn't
you
already
can't.
Know?
You
and so you got basically you got Archer, Ron Jaworski, Marino's in there. He's got sunglasses on, got his feet up on the table. He's coming off an MVP season. And Dave's like, come on, Dan, let's get serious. Marino's like, just eating sunflower seeds. Hey, man, pretty simple. Pick a guy, let it fly.
That's it. That's it.
You got Duper, you got Clayton, right? Cephalo in the slot, okay? Not that complicated, right?
It's
for
not.
For the guys who it comes natural to.
It's just not. And again, could we hit a fastball? The answer is no. But we haven't trained all our lives to do it. These guys have, but you can also get caught up on the other side of that. And I think a lot of that is playing out with our Braves right now.
Oh, I just looked up, and you can look this up yourself, kids, Kevin Seitzer's approach to hitting.
Is it a video?
It's not like a Tom Amansky video. Thanks to the interweb, I just found this on Google. Let's just get to where it matters most. Situational hitting. When facing two strikes, the focus is on battling in the middle of the field and making the pitcher work.
Okay, I like it.
Right? I mean, we've talked about this. I mean, he says basically going – what have we talked about here? Focus is on battling in the middle of the field and making the pitcher work.
Okay.
Sound familiar? Chipper Jones talks about this stuff.
Very.
I don't know if, again, maybe Tim Hyers preaches this, but I don't know. All I can tell you is they fired Seitzer after one down year and a World Series win and an amazing comeback against the Mets. In 23, they blew everybody out of the water at the plate, and then he got fired, and now we got Tim Hyers.
All right.
It took me 2 seconds. Look it up yourself and look at the strategy right there, sports fans.
No, he's right. I mean, that's. I think every good hitting coach would tell you that, Mike. And that's, again, that's not trying to do too much.
Defend. I mean, when you're, you got to be a little more defensive on the two-strike count. I get it.
Yeah.
Different
yeah.
to 3-2. Look for you. But this stuff that Carl started the show talking about is so on point. And it's just, it's the tail wagging the dog with baseball. And it drives me nuts.
No. And look, all the good things, pitch clock, right? Some people say the bigger bases was there, so we get more action on the base paths.
And okay. That's been nominal, okay. If we're honest.
Yeah, I mean, great. But some of the things that they've done, again, it is maybe better. But it's not always better than it once was. And sometimes I just feel like all the things that we have made or tried to make easy. Have you seen these videos, guys? It's really funny because I come across them and you're scrolling and it's like, are you 40 years old or older? Do you know how to use ChatGPT? And you're like, you're looking at this, and they're literally saying, like, you're using it the wrong way. And basically they're telling older people, those who are older than 40, that you have no idea what you're doing with AI, and you can use it and benefit in so many other ways. And I'm like, okay, I hear you. I get it. But is it better or worse?
Right.
Is it going to make my life better or worse, more complicated? And to me, Mike, I want things less complicated. I got enough stuff to worry about, and I just feel like these guys going to the plate, you always talk about a plan. Sometimes it's going up there, and this is the thing. Snit said it. It's feel. It's feel. And if you strike out, you strike out, but I'm not sitting there going, okay, he's about to do this. Oh, he's tipping his pitch because he did. You just, man, let it go.
And that's, you know, on the opposite side, sometimes, you know, you mentioned having a plan. We even asked Andrew Jones about this about 3 or 4 years back. We had him on the show. I just felt like sometimes Andrew, he was the ultimate free swinger. He was just, and you knew guys as a fan, low and away, oh boy. How about that ball that Ozzy swung at last night? It's like 2 inches off the dirt. I mean, this is, things are so screwy with this approach. Austin Riley's out of sync, and he had a good night last night. I mean, that kind of bucked the trend because he was actually making contact.
That's true.
And then stranded on the base pads all night long.
Yeah. Look, I wish Snit would just go in today. Maybe he did it last night. I know it's a lot of money. But put all that stuff in a shed somewhere. Shut the video stuff down. Let's just get back to basics. because we're too good and talented to be performing at this rate in which we are. Like, all that extra stuff that these guys did, put it away. Put it in a shed somewhere. We'll see you guys at spring training next year. We'll pull that stuff back out. Let's just get back to the fundamentals. Mike, a ball on a string and just throw it out there. Let's just get back to see ball, hit ball.
Right.
404-726-0929. You can follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. It's just so frustrating, and this is why we're talking about it. Now, while we're here, this is part of our daily download, by the way. The return of Profar. We told you guys 2 days ago, we have no idea. Monday, we don't know what he's going to bring. Mm. Can he be the spark offensively, Mike? Well, he can't do it by himself. Of course, he can drive in runs and not leave men stranded. But, Mike, I don't know what to expect. I keep getting his Dukes. He's going to be the spark. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he can. Hopefully, give you at the bottom of the lineup some punch. Guy's got to be on base for him. You know, I mean, this is where you and I were debating. Where do you put him in the lineup? I mean, I'd move Ozzie down to nine at this point. I mean, I don't know what else you can do. You know, I would. I'd have Profar in the five spot. You know, right now to
let him,
start.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're not messing up because it can't get any weirder or worse for Ozzie. So drop him down in the lineup.
Yeah, look, where I'm at with this, I'm not going to disagree with you. And by the way, Snickers tried all that too. I mean, pretty much
not for lack of trying.
He's tried all that with the lineup stuff. Can I hear Snit real quick talk about the lack of run support again? We lose 4-0 to the Angels last night. This is Brian Snicker.
No, it's tough. You know, it seems like we're talking about this way too much. But yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry. Hey, but you know what? I mean, like, dude, I just want to give him a hug.
I mean, he needs a hug, man. And he did this whole. Did he have this conversation with our hitting coach? That's what I wonder when he did the whole soliloquy on everything that's wrong with the approach.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, who is that aimed at? Is that aimed at management who stuck him with this lemon of a hitting coach for this team? Great resume. Championship winning hitting coach. Our team, it don't work. It's happened before, guys.
I don't know.
I hear you.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. It just makes me laugh. Because that's as real Atlanta as it gets.
I'm just over this thing. Yes. I have no answer. I have no. And who has answers? Who?
I don't know.
I spent probably, if you had all the minutes, we probably spent a week's worth of time talking about the friggin' hitting coach. We're at a loss. He's at a loss.
Snit, we love you, man. Seriously, this has been a grind for him.
Been a grind. And I wish him, hopefully, that he can just walk off into the sunset. What, win or lose at the end of this year?
He's
too old for
the. I don't know.
Starting to sound like him.
In the words of Danny Glover and any other guy over the age of 50 in a movie, I'm too old for this, blank.
That's as real as it gets. All right, man, more of your calls, more of your thoughts about this team. What in the world? All right, when we come back, we got to talk some NFL football. What did Lamar Jackson say about being a leader? And Mike and I were just talking about a guy that made a list, and it fits perfectly. We'll explain coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.